As a point of clarification, the parameters of the newest facilities usage study the school board has ordered is yet to be determined. I can share that initially the overall study will be guided by the question, are there options to the current practice that might provide more efficient ways or patterns to organize how the grades pre-K through grade 12 programs are implemented or delivered over the next 3 years. On February 3rd, commencing at 6:30 p.m., the board will gather for a workshop with Dr. Sibierski to begin the discussion with a phase one event entitled Planning for the Future. The expected outcome is to produce a tool that documents an outline of priorities, values, questions, and objectives the board and superintendent believe the program delivery study should address. The tool will serve as a baseline resource and a blueprint for preparing the overall study. A second outcome of the February 3rd planning session is to inform the public about the purpose and process of the study. I agree with Mr. Carr that his belief that the board is comprised of concerned and conscientious people with the students' best interests in mind. Attending the February 3rd planning session and following the process thereafter is the best way to become and stay informed about what the school board is actually thinking and what they are actually doing. Mr. Carr's words, if we are having to have people work together as a team to try to improve educational performance, why wouldn't we focus on that instead of an extraordinarily modest, if any, savings, are well taken. The process will be lawful, transparent. Copies of the review will be available for all to discuss and come to understand the factual and compelling logic that guides the board to their decision making. Thank you very much.